Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Shout out to the young Tevin Farmer from Philadelphia, heading over to Sydney, Australia, getting his Marty McFly on. He's in the future. It's tomorrow over there. And he's taking on Billy Dibb for the IBF, a title that should have been his. Billy Dibb making the grand entrance. Couple of Harley-like motorcycles driving
all white. Him.
I mean, I don't really get it. The motorcycles, could they make it to the ring? It doesn't look that way. But we are here for the live fight chat of Billy Dibb and Tevin Farmer taking place in Sydney, Australia. Yeah, I mean, look, let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, Mike. What's going on?
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With the stem, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot missed, through the stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
What's going on, family? We back with another one. Yeah, we up bright and early, man. Checking out our guy, Tevin Farmer, as he fight Billy Dibbs. This card has been kind of weird, man. Like the atmosphere that they're at and the fight that preceded this one, it's just been like a kind of weird night. And I hope they don't try to fuck Tevin Farmer.
Oh, you mean that Costa Zoo Gifty?
Yeah. It's like when he swung at him and like he blocked it with his glove and the punch went over his glove, but he fell down and got counted out.
I mean, he didn't want to be there. They said the guy had earrings when he came into the ring. They had to tell him yo, this fight took long to start because the dude didn't have his gloves on. Then when he got to the ring, he had earrings on. Like, he never wanted to be there. This is what you call fluffing and padding the record at its finest.
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be there if you come to the ring with earrings in. And like, just speaking about the environment, like, it reminds me of Chernobyl Diaries. It's like a big ass manufacturing plant.
Yeah, man, it does look a bit odd. You even see the scaffold, automatic scaffold lift in the back. So I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but yo, hopefully the ring and the, I don't know, yo, it really looks Fight Club to me. Like, they're in a warehouse and we getting it in and it's illegal, right? Like, they should not.
That's the kind of vibe. Yep.
I feel like I'm watching Bloodsport, but they got gloves on. But it's okay. Shout out to Tevin Farmer getting it in. If you're watching this with us in the morning, rocking out with TBV in the morning, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button as it helps with the visibility of the show and lets us know that you like us getting up super early to talk about these lightweight guys. So what division are these guys in? What belt they're fighting for? What IBF?
130.
130. The division that Gervonta says he's leaving. If Billy Dibb cannot get if Tevin Farmer cannot get the win.
Yep, he said either Tevin Farmer, when he wins, he'll fight him next. If not, then he's going up to 135. And we all know Tank has had a problem making weight.
Did you see that Al Bernstein, Showtime commentator, replied to that tweet and told and said, like, you know, don't be like your mentor Broner and be in a rush to move up. So Tank comes back and says, one, Broner's not my mentor. Two, who at 135 could beat me? And it's like, bro, stop playing like Mikey ain't there and like Lomachenko ain't there.
And Teofimo ain't there either. Come on now.
And like Robert East ain't there. I know they going to play that fake friendship, but like, I mean, let's see you do it.
And I go back to what I said like when I first started the show. Floyd Mayweather Sr. trained Devin Haney, and he said in a Dante Box Nation interview that Devin Haney was working Javonte's ass. So that's what I'm saying.
There's been a lot of talk of Haney, you know. He's going to have to step it up, though. And he has been doing that. He took his first step up with Mason Menard, but he's still not with a big promoter. So let's see how he keeps getting himself on television. So where are we with this fight? Are they ready to start? We got a fake Fergie in the ring singing. Is that the real Fergie?
I must be behind you.
Well, she's already done singing.
Okay, I'm looking at the ring girl. Say round one.
Yeah. But there was a blonde chick before that. Billy Kidd got the IBO strap in his corner.
Are he the IBO champ?
I don't know, but there go my boy Boxing Rel and Chino.
One thing about Tevin, man, he always looks like he's in great shape. Have a good day.
I mean, Mike, come on, let's be real, bro. Like, dark-skinned men show hella definition. Name one dark-skinned dude, and I mean in sports, that isn't ripped. It's like almost impossible.
I mean, James Toney wants the best looking guy in the ring.
Was ripped once upon a time.
Yeah, I know. I'm about that.
Evander's still semi-ripped.
Oh, well, Evander, man, he on a whole nother level. He like a Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, them kind of guys.
Like, you don't see. That's not average. It's average for dark skinned males, and women too. Dark skinned women too.
I wonder why that is, because I can see it more.
I want to be completely honest and just say I think it's the pigmentation adds to the definition, because I feel like when I get a tan, I also look more defined, especially if I'm working out.
Okay.
But it could be something fucking genetically, right? Because everybody, especially in boxing, that is the complexion of Farmer, looks like fucking Farmer. Like, I mean, Trout, Bradley, the list goes on and on. None of these dudes look like Areola.
Boy, Bradley, boy, Cock Diesel ain't got no kind of power.
Yeah,
I'm just fucking with you.
So like Marcus, who couldn't get to him for 11 rounds. Yo, and Ruslan, who's supposed to...
I was just going
to
say that.
Like, he got respectable power. Jesus Christ, this fight, we've been waiting for this fight for like an hour and a half.
Finna pause and see what the
Billy
fuck they
was saying in his pre-fight promos, how this is the best shape he's ever been. And he says, look, I know fighters say that a lot, but I really am in the best shape. But I don't know, I'm seeing love handles.
Yeah, they just announced Billy Diab's name, and he's going to the crowd and shit.
I'm seeing love handles. And again, speaking of physique, his chest does not look defined. At all.
I'm seeing a guy that's nervous too.
Yes. If you heard him speaking in the promo, he also said like, oh, when this fight was first announced, you know, I knew it was a tough fight and I was getting anxiety because I would watch his speed.
What?
He's like, now, you know, we're tapering down in camp and, you know, I'm all good. I'm cool now. But it's like, yo, anybody that says that, I'm worried. So watch out for homeboy looking like deer in the headlights.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that. I'm just going off his body language. Like, he don't look confident at all. I don't know. Could just be I'd be reading too much into shit.
We'll see. The bell about to ring in any minute now. We're going to go out to the super chat from Eric Cruz in Dallas, Texas. Yo, TBV in the AM on a Friday. Can't beat that. Thank you, Eric Cruz, as we appreciate your super chat and support as always. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It lets other people know that we're right here rocking out as we're giving you our live fight chat commentation or commentating of the IBF world title fight between Tevin, American Idol Farmer, and Billy the Dib, or Billy the Kid Dib.
Commentary.
There you go. Up, and it started. And Tevin already landing several right-hand jabs to the head and body, followed by a straight left. They're in a bit of a clinch now. I'm at 245 in the round, 243, 2, 1, 0. Where you at, bro, Mike?
I'm literally like 1 second behind you, so we all good.
Perfect. So we're synced up. Shout out to ESPN Plus getting it right.
Yep, shout out to them.
So Dib looks taller, slightly bigger too, right? Like in maybe? No?
Yeah.
He does look bigger.
Bigger, yep.
Really bigger. Wow, when they clinch.
Wow, yeah, he does look a lot bigger.
But Farmer completely more active than Dib, outworking him thus far.
They're wrestling right now.
10 in the first round. Farmer just lands a good right
hook. Nice hook.
Oh!
Nice hook. Ooh.
And a big left hand that sends Dib wobbling. Another left hand to the body. Dib with a high guard now, just receiving shots.
Jab.
Jab to the head. Follow with a straight left to the body. He's really on point. The speed is definitely giving issues to Billy Dib, who holds on. Eyes look glassy. Deer in the headlights, like I told you. You seen that?
The ref is fucking helping him out, man.
Yes. Oh, my God. This high guard's not going to get him anywhere. This is what I tell Europeans, but you got to stop this shit. Tevin Farmer's picking him apart with the straight left on this high guard. Dib now trying to rush him behind the high guard. Good body shot, right hook to the body there by Farmer. Dib doing a bit of body work with the left hook. Referee comes and breaks him up again, gives Dib some sort of warning. We have no volume here as we do not want to be influenced. Dib lands another left hook, chopping almost on the back of the head, but it lands. Now he's trying to rough Farmer up. He's really leaning on Farmer and working with that left hook to the body while holding that left hand of Farmer. I'm telling you, he is physically stronger, because he was able to just walk Farmer back across the ring and onto the ropes. Farmer needs to not allow these clinches to take place. Again, Dib clinching, giving him roughhouse tactics. This is where he's going to cry.
Great adjustment by Dib. He knew he couldn't box him, so he started to fucking fight him.
Yeah, you got to smother the speed. You cannot try to match speed with speed. If you're not faster than this guy, smother him so that he can't use the speed, and this is what Dib is doing. There's going to be a lot of clinching and inside fighting, which he's doing now. He's digging to the body with that left, both in hooks and uppercuts. And Farmer not really doing nothing. Lands there a straight left Farmer does, but it was partially blocked by Dib. A lot of misses now. It's more like a bull in the matador as Farmer doesn't want to be allowed to be clinched and Dib reaching out for him.
And as we can see, the ref is not allowing no kind of inside fighting.
Yeah, and he's breaking up the clinch quickly. I'm afraid there may be a headbutt as it's typical with the orthodox and a southpaw fighter. But now with the new style of Dib for this particular fight, it seems like he is going to hurt his head as they're already using inswell on the forehead of Dib due to him continuously putting it on the chest or shoulder of Farmer.
Yeah, you got to like Dib, though. After he caught that left hook, he made an adjustment. He fucking started to press him. Like, I can't box this guy. I got to get on his ass. So, good adjustment by Dib.
Yeah.
Let's see what Farmer is going to do next.
Farmer was having a lot of success with that jab. It would cause the high guard. Then he would split that with the straight left. I think he needs to stick to that, you know, and maybe pivot off to the side, reset, do it again, because Dib is looking to clinch.
Agreed.
See? More clinching, man. This is going to be shit.
Well, the ref is letting him go.
Dib is at least not just clinching. He's really fucking
throwing
down there. Oh, and they're both getting real.
They're getting salty in here.
Yo, they put forearms in each other's mouths and faces, and then Dib threw a little uppercut in the clinch while the referee was telling him to break. So the referee is now.
I was going
to
say, ref, you got to call timeout.
I like to see that dog in Dib. You know, we were questioning whether or not he was afraid, and he spoke of his anxiety, but that shit went out the window. He's thinking about this world title.
I don't blame him. Shit.
He definitely wants to be in close. Come on, Farmer. You got to be smarter than this. People
don't let him hold you.
Farmer's like this day's fucking Purnell, and he's allowing himself to be clinched. Like, use your feet.
No.
The jab. I don't understand.
I just like Farmer's comeback story.
He doesn't respect the power, bro. He's walking Farmer down and getting on the inside where he's comfortable at.
He might not
Farmer to work physically. This is not Farmer's fight. And look, Farmer's not stronger. He keeps getting pushed into the ropes. Oh, man.
And for everybody who's not watching,
good right hook by Farmer.
You? Well, I mean, not really.
Oh, good. Straight left to the body by Farmer. It's almost like a hook. Another one, kind of uppercut, shovel hook maybe by Farmer to the body of Billy Dib. That'll slow him down.
Nice hook by Dib. Come
back. Oh, shit. Somebody's mouthpiece was out.
And that first hook by Farmer, I think.
Oh, my God. It was Billy Dib's due to those two body shots. You fuckerage.
I think it fell out, man. I don't think he spit it out on purpose.
Yeah, after those body shots and then it's on the floor, it's because of them body shots.
Okay.
I mean, I want to believe that. And he clinched again. I mean, Farmer has to get, he got to, you know, those body shots definitely stopped him from clinching a couple of seconds ago. He needs to go back to that. Because Billy is content being an MMA fighter today. I can see that.
Absolutely. He got his fucking arm tucked.
He's got one of the arms locked. I mean,
yeah, he got it tucked. Like,
need a warning for excessive holding.
Oh, nice straight. Well, he missed.
Uh-oh, Farmer coming forward now.
Yeah, nice jab.
Good body work,
nice
too.
Hook.
Oh, he's working that body now. He just caught a right. Oh, big left. Big left. Ooh, back left. One. It was like a back left hook. But, man, Dib is not. It was big, but it's just like Dib is still there. Like, he doesn't
seems like a power. Farmer is throwing, like, his punches with, like, more conviction, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, he's going for it.
Billy Dib is fucking roughing him up, though.
Roughing him up. Billy Dib is very big. Very big. Look at that.
Yeah,
I wonder if they were prepared for this. Because I've never seen Dib fight in this style. I'm telling you.
I've never seen him fight, period. So this is my first time.
No, I've seen him fight. This is, he wants it, bro. He brought some dog to this fight today. He's not laying down.
Absolutely. He's at home.
But this high card is crazy. Oh, Farmer with the good body shot. Dib tried to come over the top with the left hook. Farmer, oh, good. Oh,
nice body shot.
Fucking Farmer hit him with two. Farmer hit him with two with a two-piece while Billy Dib landed it. No, Billy Dib landed two body shots and Farmer counted his ass
up top.
He lost his foot placement. He kind of wobbled him. That was
so nice. What do we see from Farmer that he needs to adjust? He needs like more movement.
The adjustment needs to be at least double up the jab. And pivot. He's going straight back, and Billy Dib is coming straight forward, so he's able to cut the distance and or clinch, which is what he fucking wants.
Gotcha.
They said Billy Dib just landed a Honduran bum lock. Yeah, he's wrestling a lot, bro. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. We're up early. For those that don't have ESPN Plus, giving you the live commentary here of Billy Dib, who's taking on Tevin Farmer for the vacant IBF on ESPN Plus in Australia. Farmer already up out of his stool, waiting for the bell. Dib on his toes, bouncing. Both men definitely are in this fight.
Farmer going back to the body.
Yes, and he's landing more in the beginning here. See, Dib is not comfortable unless he's holding Farmer. Farmer really, really hands go. Dib is not really answering. Farmer just picking him apart. Hopefully he doesn't, you know, punch himself out.
Dib is trying to answer back, but his
eye now.
But his punches are like too close. He just smothering his work. Everything's going over Farmer's head.
He just wants to fall on Farmer. He just wants to lean in there. Look, head all in the neck.
Is that a Australian thing? Because I mean, you guys.
Nah. Like I said, bro, this guy doesn't normally fight like this. This is something new. You know, there was the lateral movement. I'm talking about the pivots from Farmer. There he goes, double hook, and he got out with the pivot.
I think he heard you.
Oh, good uppercut.
I think he heard. Ooh.
He's on the ropes. He's got a pivot. You got to get out of it. This is where Dib is having success.
I mean,
taking some of Farmer's energy because now he's got to wrestle and grapple to get this fucker off of him.
To be fair, he's trying to move Dib. It's just not letting him.
Exactly. He's got to move more. There you go. See that?
Oh, my God.
See that double jab set up the left hook? That's what he's got to do. The high guard is such a stupid guard, bro. It's like the jab sets it all up.
We'll talk about that later.
Man, only Winky Wright used that high guard successfully.
You say that by Errol Spence, but that Terrence Crawford fight, that high guard shit, man. But we'll talk about that later.
I don't know what you're talking about. Errol ain't got no high guard.
He don't?
Fuck no.
Man, the fuck
he don't walk forward with his hands up like that. I don't see Arrow put on earmuffs, bro. I guess I have to look out for that next time. I'm not going to say he doesn't. You're right. I'm saying that I need some action in here. Another right hook by Farmer, though. Almost puts Dib down. And that left body shot by Farmer makes Dib lift up his back right leg. So I guess these shots are starting to affect Dib, even though Farmer looks like the smaller man.
I'm going with a
rule. You see that? Double jab, left to the body. It's very
I'm going simple. With a 8th or 9th round body shot KO.
I don't know about all that. Ooh, big back left hand lands for Farmer. Now he's staying away, you see? That's it, bro. Boom, another fucking back leg. He's fucking, bro, he's fly swatting this guy.
Picking him off.
Oh, another left, but that one was straight. Did he use that jab to keep him away? Huh?
They're moving.
Once there was no jab, what did Dib do? Shuffled right in. He did a little juke step in.
Man, you got to give props off to fucking Usyk to be able to pump that jab for 12 rounds. And
that's right. No,
Smaller guy came
in. If you've ever been in the ring, those that have know it is a motherfucker just to hit the bag. Like when we were boxing, I heard people like, oh man, you know, I want to get in and all this. And I wouldn't even say, all right, let's spar because they don't know what they getting into. No, I'll be like, bro, when you can hit the bag for 3 minutes straight, then we'll at least conversate. But hitting it for 3 minutes straight, not just pity patting it, hitting it. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me, I know. I tried it.
Bro, jumping rope for 2 minutes straight is a mission. Like, these dudes are athletes for real.
For anybody out there that been in a street fight and after 20 seconds, you like, God damn, it's like 5 minutes. This shit is real.
20 seconds. Bro, 3 minutes are the longest thing of your life when you're in a fight. In the ring, too. In the ring. Bro, I've been sparring and I've been trying. I wanted to get out. My coach like, hell no. That shit was like the doghouse. This is on video and everything. You know? Like, you not in the gym. You can't even get out, so you better come correct. Shit is no joke. And them body shots take a toll, man.
I absolutely believe you, bro. I ain't down boxing, not for 1 minute. Like you always say, you can't play boxing.
Nah, I'm speaking in general because, you know, those keyboard warriors in the chat, you know, they're quick to say, you know, maybe Dib is this or Farmer doesn't have that. But listen, Farmer's looking this well in Australia. Remember, it's the future over there. So he got acclimated. He could easily be looking flat and off game. And then after post fight, be blaming it on not being acclimated to the time zone. So,
He said he was over there for a week. So he said a week was pretty much all that he needed. Which, I mean, I agree with like what time difference. A week should be enough time for you to adjust to the time difference. I'm just thinking like
they're almost like
a full day.
Oh yeah, like it's like fucking when we do the show at 7, it's 9 a.m. for them. Yeah, bro, cray.
Ooh, nice fucking uppercut.
Reconnecting.
Man, Dib is just like, and look at where he's placing his head. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's trying to get a cut on Farmer. You see that, right?
Yeah. Even though like Farmer's like pretty much outboxing him, do we still think that the judges are seeing it the way we see it?
I mean, it's his hometown. They could call this come forward aggression, bro. Ooh, good left hook by Dib.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, my God. Now he's got him in a chokehold. Wow. This guy's, he's going all out, man. He's not leaving any stone unturned with Farmer.
And some of these boxers, man, got like fucking great composure because that headlock shit, I get pissed off.
Oh, my God. Farmer, I don't know why he wants to do this.
Yeah, fucking a fucking fuck fest. I don't know either.
I this is what I'm saying. Like, Purnell, they say. Greatest defense, they say. Meanwhile, Billy Dib, yo, Tank would have knocked Dib out.
Yeah. Who said Purnell though?
Already with the same back left hands that Farmer's landing. You seen that right there? Tank would have dropped them.
Man, with them hooks, Tank would have definitely dropped them.
Farmer, he prides himself on defense. I don't know. He better get to it because he's still getting touched and it's not his hometown.
But who's comparing Farmer to Purnell Whitaker though?
Oh shit, the world, bro. Commentators, Max Kellerman, all those guys, they at least say he's got shades of Sweet Pea. You didn't hear the commentators today, but when they were doing both Dib and Farmer, they said Purnell and Floyd.
Man, we get too carried away with shit nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's boxing. Yep. Right, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. I sound like a fucking parrot because I keep repeating it because those numbers ain't looking right. What round are we in? Round five, and we're back to the same, bro. Dib walking him in and just like, yo, he needs to get a warning for this fucking...
In between rounds, the corner was like, good job, Farmer, keep doing what you're doing. So, I mean, I guess they like what he's doing.
I mean, Dib needs to be warned for the excessive clinching. Like, this is all he wants to do, is clinch and hold. He reminds me of young Andre Ward. Look, even behind the neck, he's cool. That's right, fucking Farmer. That's right. Yo, he's fucking cuffing him behind the neck, and Farmer hooked the shit out of him while he did it.
He kind of was like,
I'm still just saying shit to Dib. Not even like stern warnings. This is ridiculous. This guy's getting real. Oh, left hand stumbles Dib. I mean, this guy maybe could get a knockout because it's like the third time he's wobbled Dib.
He's sitting down on his punches, man. Dib coming back though.
Dib's face definitely swelling. Now we're back in fucking clinching. We're in the MMA world, bro. We're watching a UFC fight.
Shit's fucking bad, man.
Good size step there by Farmer.
I like it because it forces a Farmer to like fucking dig deep and actually like kind of fight. It's not just like a fucking boxing match.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued now, man. Farmer's been wanting that Gervonta Davis fight. I wonder, could he really take that fight?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, how much bigger is Davis than Dib? Dib looks huge.
And I mean, he's
not as technically sound as one would like. Like, his body, this is Errol Spence Mikey Garcia, because he's as big, he's so big that even though he's losing, it's still an issue. Like, it's still an issue in this fight. Like, it's not like Farmer's got this shit, you know, smooth sailing. Look, he's getting hit.
And I'm not sure Tank is as big as Dibs, but as far as weight and power go, Farmer, man.
Yeah. Fucking Dib ticks that category for sure. Not Dib, Tank.
Exactly. And if Farmer can't keep Dib off of him, then we already... Ooh, nice hook.
Good right hand by Dib. See, good jab there by Farmer, man. Farmer just needs to work behind that jab and double it up. I'm surprised Dib isn't rushing in this time. Now he's trying to use his range. He's really going to try and box him now? He's too slow for that.
This is a crazy fight. Like, he's fucking changing. Like, I don't fucking know, man. He was having success with the pressure. Now he's trying to box him.
Wow.
Farmer, ooh, nice fucking.
Huge back left hook.
Yeah.
Yo, it's supposed to be a straight left because he's a southpaw, but he's throwing that shit like a hook.
A hook, you know what I'm saying? A lead and hook.
Still catching Dib, you know what I mean? It's so wide. It's just like, whop. He's fly swatting his ass with that. Let's go out to Mitty. Mitty, you in the U.S. or you in the U.K.? Where you at?
What's good, Mitty?
Yo, what's up, miss? I don't think you can hear me properly. I'm in my car right now.
Oh, no, we hear you.
You sound perfect.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm on my way from the airport. I just landed.
Oh, so you're back in London?
You see, you guys hear me well, but I can't hear you. So, you know, it cuts in and out. So.
Oh.
Are you back in London?
Nah, he said he can't hear us. It's cutting in and out. All right. Well, we'll get back with you later. Is this Justin Fortune? Who's this? Jeff Fortune? Who's this trainer that Billy Dib hired? This is a new trainer. Do you know?
I have no clue, man. I thought you were talking about a caller. Like,
No. The trainer, I don't know if that's the guy that used to work with Pacquiao. Round six. And Dib came out with a little more aggression. Oh! They're going to count that as a slip. That's fucked up. Farmer landed a body shot. That's fucked up.
I don't, come on.
It was a slip, though. It was a slip.
Yeah, I don't think that body shot had that kind of effect on him.
Yeah, but you land a punch, bro. Uh-oh. Dib complaining about the floor to the ref, and Farmer stalking him now. Farmer comes out fresh. I think he shouldn't waste it all in the beginning.
He's bouncing around, looking good, body shot.
Doing some good, solid work. And his punches have a lot of conviction on him. I just don't want him to get flat. It's only the first minute of the 3 minutes of this round. You know what I mean? So he's got another 2 full minutes to go. Dib trying to use his jab to cut the distance, but the speed, bro. Farmer making him look bad in this round. Another right hook lands for Farmer. Sends Dib to the ropes. Straight left for Farmer. Ref, it's low. Jab Dib. Lands for Farmer.
Nice.
Oh, Dib even gets a little jabby. He had to leap in to get it, though. He had to leap in. Oh, that back left hook is walloping this guy, bro. Dib, I don't know. I mean, yo, he's got a chin or Farmer's got nope.
Maybe a little bit both. Come on, bro. Fucking warning him.
Yeah, well, he did land a punch in the clinch, bro.
Bro, what?
He did. It ain't like he ain't do it.
I know, but Dib's been doing it all fight, though. How he had his arm locked, he's throwing punches? Come on,
bro. Well, you're allowed to punch in the clinch. You're allowed. If you got one hand free, you can work with it. And clinching is to the discretion of the referee. You know, there's no rules in the Queensberry. Oh, good fucking jab. Pops Billy Dib's head back, even the hair whipped.
Dude, instead of putting his fucking head in Farmer's face.
Yeah, he wants a cut. I'm telling you, he's trying to get a cut, and he scooped him again. Yo, is he going to get a fucking warning? The ref, you seen it.
Yeah, he's seen
it. Oh, my God, he gives him the same warning again. Now that's the second time now for the same cupping of the neck. Damn, bro, Dib is he's wilding, bro. He's trying anything. That's crazy.
He's fighting though.
Yeah, he's fighting, but like, yo, you could be tough and give it your all and be a dog without cheating, bro. Like right there, he's letting his hands go in combinations. You know, he doesn't have to cheat to do that.
I mean, at the same time, I mean, there ain't really no cheating in boxing. Like whatever happens in the ring happens in the ring. And at the same time,
I don't think that's true, bro. There's rules and there's rules.
Bro, the shit that I've been seeing the past couple of weeks, I mean, these rules. These
referees, listen, look at this ref. You think he's from the UK? He might not be. He could be fucking from Wichita, Kansas or some bullshit like that that the IBF used. So the promoter has to pay for this guy to come all the way to fucking Australia. He gets a trip. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not the sport, man. It's the people.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm just at the point to where the refs have got to, like, enforce the rules, man. Like, sometimes, some refs will, but most of the time, the refs won't.
Yo, think about that Amir Khan Lamont Peterson fight. Have we ever even heard of that ref again? You know what I mean? Because he enforced the rules. Amir was pushing, you know, and he deducted points. It's crazy, bro. The point deductions are so odd, especially when clinching. Like, refs don't really like doing it, man. And it's a championship fight. They don't want to be the reason.
Absolutely. And he's in his hometown.
Yeah, but he's definitely fighting dirty.
That's but I ain't gave Billy
up. Left hook by Dib. What the
ooh.
Fuck?
Ooh.
Man, that saved Farmer.
Did it.
Not really, because he wasn't, like, visibly hurt, but, I mean, damn, two left hands, and then the fucking ref jumps in to tell Farmer he threw a punch low.
And Farmer's backing up, too. So that punch maybe had a little bit more than what we think.
looks that way.
Now he's back. Well, now he's working a jab. Dib is fucking roughing him up. Got him by. What is going on, Ralph? He can't do that shit.
Man, you might as well forget about Farmer getting any type of referee calls.
Ooh, Farmer tried to fucking take his head off.
Farmer wearing them Adam boxing shoes. Ooh, straight left lands for Farmer. He pivots out.
What kind of boxing
shoes? A lot of energy, bro. Seven round. He's still like, damn, this is a little ring, bro. Very
little. Yes. Very little.
Shit. I just realized that when Farmer went from one side to the other and Dib only had to take like two leaps.
Dib probably did that on purpose. He wanted to make it not track meet, I guess.
Hey, man, he's the A side, bro. Farmer couldn't pay Dib in the U.S.
Dib's the A side?
Why the fuck you think Farmer's in Australia? Dib is from Australia.
I was just thinking the same thing, like the Pacquiao and fucking Horn fight. I just thought that more money or the first bid.
The A side.
Yeah, but the ooh.
If you offer in the financial package, bro, if your offer is more lucrative than mine's, you know, you are what you are.
Did you see that fucking left hand like hook uppercut from Farmer?
Yo, look at Dib. No, I didn't, but look at Dib's face and body, bro. He is red everywhere.
What's going on now? Hold on 1 second.
Again? Ah, come on, bro. Every time he takes a solid shot, he's going to drop the mouthpiece?
That's exactly what happened. What's going on now? What this guy's fucking complaining. Oh.
I'm letting him spit? Well, like, well, I don't. And then he goes, then he punches like a baseball-like windmill punch and misses with everything he had.
That nigga Farmer put everything on that punch, boy. He tried to fucking KO him.
Shit almost spun himself like a top.
Oh, Dillian White kind of punch.
Hell yeah. This is where Farmer's good when he's pot shotting like this. There you go, Donna. You see how he got out
there? That movement, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. It takes energy. I get him. But this is, ooh, that's when he looks good.
Ooh, my
hell. You seen how he dipped that and landed those two body shots?
Okay, Pernell.
There you go. See? Nah, it takes too much energy. He gonna have to run more miles, man. Gotta run more miles. But that's when he was looking good, bro. Woof.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked great the last 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Billy Dib over there don't know what the fuck to do. I'm trying to
clinch that. He know what to do. He clinching. That's all he wanna do.
His face though.
I mean, look, a little bit of redness, not too much. True. Not major. Squad to Joshua in Oregon. What up?
What up, Josh boy? You up extra early.
That's 8:22. People at work. Joshua, you there or you just listening?
It's 5:22 in Oregon, though.
Oh, shit. I guess he's still brushing his teeth then while listening because he is not talking. Man, I wish I knew what his trainer was saying right there, Billy Dib. He was so animated, Billy Dib's trainer right there.
I couldn't catch it.
Does it suck that I'm not entertained?
I mean, this shit, I mean, it's a good fight, but I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, my God. He hit him with a left hook. Made him fall into the ropes, bro. He got to land more than one shot to get Dib out of there or at least down. He's going for it, though. Whoa! You seen that left? Dib had to take a step back. Oh,
back to back.
He caught him so clean with that left, bro. Now with another clean right hook, too. He's picking him apart, Farmer, is this round.
Yep. Skill tail over time.
Damn, it was only 40 seconds, though. And we got
body shots.
40 seconds work for hard work for Farmer. Now we clinched up. See what I'm saying? It's tough. It's tough, man, to let your hands go. People think it's easy. Them gloves. By the time you put your gauze, you wrap your hands up, you put them gloves on, you put the tape. Man, them gloves weigh like 2 pounds, bro. Call me Tony Two Touch. Tony, what was that dude, Stevie Forbes? 2 pounds, Stevie Forbes, man. 2 pounds each hand, bro, for 12 rounds. Yo, not easy. Plus, they want you to throw over 50 to look good. Not easy.
That's a lot of punches, bro.
Hell yeah. And this weight division, they got to be throwing more than 50. 50 might be like middleweights and shit. Like,
I know for 126 with Leo, he probably throws like 120 around.
Shit, Leo easily always in the thousands, man. Oh, good body shot by Dib. I mean,
Farmer.
On to Dib. That right hook to the body. It off the combination, too. Dib wasn't expecting that third punch.
This guy, Dib, cannot touch Farmer like with a...
Without his head?
Yeah, exactly. Without clinching, like without the inside game, he could not touch Farmer.
I don't even know who told him that like, this was the game plan. Don't get me wrong. It's actually probably the best game plan, actually, because it's like you ain't going to outbox Farmer. He's too fast, so you're going to lose on points. You got to rough it up, rough him up. But it's like this is not really his style. So that's why I don't think he's having success. Because, look, even here, Farmer's in the center of the ring beating him at his own inside game.
Yeah, whipping
with left hooks to the body.
I think Dib about 10 seconds ago catch him with a oop right there.
Landed again, sent fucking Billy Dib back.
They traded hooks, though, but Farmer's had a little bit more on it.
Farmer must think he can knock him out because every time he's landing now, this guy's fucking wobbling all over the place. And his face is starting to visibly show damage.
Guy have been wobbling all fight though, man. His balance ain't been good all fight, so I don't know if it's Farmer's punching power or just his balance. It's a balance issue. Because best believe me, if that was Tank that hit him like that, this shit would have been over with a long time ago.
Allegedly.
I don't know.
Has Billy Dib been stopped? Did Gradovich stop him? Was it, I don't remember if that was TKO stoppage. I think it was like a TKO, and I don't think it was a knockout.
I check it out right now.
Tevin Farmer, man, right there, giving him the water look like Red Man. Yo, jump out the coop. No, he said parachute out the Lex coop.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Billy Dib been stopped twice.
Yeah, but TKOs, right? Not KOs. Not KOs.
Yeah, both of them were TKO. You'll be right.
Yeah, you got to outwork them, bro. You got to outwork them.
One was by I Got Takashi.
Damn, shorty with Gradovich. like a whole snack. At least Farmer don't look tired.
He's up shit before Billy Dibby even thinks about getting up. And like you said, he comes out the first 40 seconds and does some good work.
Dib looking like he want this first 40 seconds.
He roughing his ass up.
Roughing him up. Okay, uh-oh, Farmer on some street shit. He like, man, get the fuck off me. Push Big Dib ass off him quickly, bro. I like that. I like that they both got dog. Oh, my God, Farmer tried to... Yo, he going for gusto with that left. Uh-oh. He got Dibs on the ropes now. Dib goes with another clinch, and he leaning all on Farmer fucking Fury Vlad style. More leaning, more inside dirty work. This is a new Dib. I like the dog in Dib, though. Good right shovel hook, or no, right uppercut to the body, followed by the left hook by Dib.
That's what happened.
Oh, wow, big right hook by Farmer.
They are fighting, boy. Nice uppercut.
Yes, combinations are coming by Farmer, but I think they're like flurries. But shit. Yo, Billy Dib starting to look like a Amir Khan and shit with the swelling. Like, slightly. Like, not that Amir Khan's face is swelled. Like you look at him now and it looks like him, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, fucking
Farmer. Is it me or has Farmer, like, took his like, some power off his punches? It's just...
I don't know if Farmer took power off of his punches. It looked like Farmer's been sitting down on his punches.
See. Okay.
Oh, shit. Almost fucking, yo, Dib almost connected on the ref.
Buddy Jack.
Yo, the ref got a strong throat because he definitely. Yo, look at Dib throwing shoulders at Tevin's face. Damn, this dude's trying. Again, that's a third warning. Come on, man. So he gets two warnings for the other shit and one more. I mean, damn, bro. Oh, the back left.
Oh.
He fucking snapped. Oh. It was a late reaction. Holy shit.
That nigga did the fucking stanky leg.
Oh, through the guard. You believe that? I want to see the replay. Holy shit.
That nigga knee just gave out on him, boy.
What the fuck? Another one. He's
get on him. Get on him. Get on him.
Now he's well in the way, but he's only using one hand, bro. Use your right, motherfucker.
Work the jab.
Oh my God. There goes the right.
Set him up with the jab.
He putting everything into that left, man.
Well, he bring that motherfucker from the goddamn from the ground.
The bell rung. Yo, in the knockdown now. Do they rob him?
Give me 1 second. I'm
whooping his ass. And he knocked him down. Here goes the replay. Oh, he did have his guard up, but he caught him right in the four and like right. Oh shit, man. With the guard up. What accuracy? Oh, that shit was a late reaction. Yo.
Hey, that was impressive, cause like
Farmer's gonna think he could get him now.
But the guard was.
He's got to realize that was the perfect shot. That was the perfect shot. Hit him right at the temple, bro. That was a perfect shot.
And he caught him like as the guard was like coming back.
Yeah,
that shit was a good punch.
He in the corner like a fucking lion, pacing.
He's not sitting down.
Now he ain't sitting. Ain't nobody even in his corner. It's just him over there. They been ready. That shit look crazy. Oh man, they trying to give Billy Dib more time. They got him cleaning the floor now. Get out of here.
They got the motherfucking mop boys in that bitch. His corner still talking to him.
Farmer's going straight to the same punch instead of like setting it up.
But hey, he's doing better than he did at the end of the round.
Yeah, but come on, Billy Dib got his guard up, bro. Like you just wasting your power right now. Set it up, bro.
Work that body, baby.
And you risking Dib put the head all in your face. Now Dib sticking his tongue out you. He's frustrating you. Don't punch yourself out. I like that he went down to. Oh, nice
there you go.
Performer.
There you go.
He fucking ripped the guard down to Billy Dib and mollywopped him with a back left hook. But he's telegraphing these shots. Jesus Christ, man. Now I want the tank fight more than ever, bro.
I don't think you're ready. Man, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's why. Because it's like, yo, you know, he's giving up still. I don't know why. Because he'll still score the stoppage if he just sets it up. He's telegraphing a shot, so Dib is expecting it. The guard is up. It's just a waste of a power shot.
Absolutely.
Dib back to the fucking clinch. And this referee ain't shit, man. Who the fuck is this guy? Another fucking warning and no point deduction.
Nigga had like about 6 warnings already.
Fucking guy, he looks Italian and shit too. Who's this guy? Somebody find me this fucking guy's name and number, bro.
That's Billy Dib's cousin. They look just horrible, like
cheating ass. And listen, I ain't gonna lie and say I haven't seen worse refs. But how many fucking warnings do you give a guy before you take 1 point? And this guy is committing all type of infractions. He's giving him warnings on different infractions. You know, so that's going to be his justification. It's like, yo, he didn't do 3 of any one thing.
He had a variety of
Fouls, bro. It's like either the head is in Farmer's fucking nose and mouth, or he's using his shoulder as a weapon. You know, he's punching after the bell. He's cupping behind the head. Like, what else? What isn't he doing? And it's sad, bro, because I've watched Billy Dib's entire career. You don't even know. You could archive our show, and he's been on our show via video all the way from Australia, bro. Like, he's a fly dude. Like, he's been on this same hangout that you've been on. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he's never fought this way. And I know this is just desperation. Like, this is, you know, your last shot at a title. But, bro, like, don't go out like that. Don't be a fucking dirtbag. Like, you're going to hurt Farmer because you want to win that bad?
I mean, that's what you mean.
Nah, but you don't hurt a man illegally. You hurt him by punching him, bro.
Okay.
There we go. Not even. No warning for this shit either. This motherfucker's dropped his mouthpiece 3 times in this fight. This is the 4th time. I'm telling you, bro. This guy's in the bag. This ref is out of control. No warnings on nothing. No point deduction on this guy. Could just continuously spit the mouthpiece out.
That's true, man. It's been a... I don't know, man.
Yo, it's not like I'm calling for a witch hunt.
People
get point deductions for spitting their mouthpieces out. People get point deductions for all these fucking fouls that they commit, and it's ridiculous. And let me go out to our other co-host. Yeah. Looks like he had a minute. Let me see.
Rob.
Yes, it does look like he had a minute at work. I'll save you the intro because I don't know how much time you got. What's going on, Rob? Robert UK.
Robbie, what's up, baby?
I guess he can't. Guess he can't talk.
You hear me? You hear me or not?
Were you just listening or are you trying to talk?
No, I'm trying to talk. Just getting my signal right. There we go. That's a bit better. But yeah, shout out to you guys. Bringing a live fight chat, yeah?
Man, a lot of dirty shit going on, but at least Farmer's looking good to an extent. You know what I mean? Because I think he's given up a lot of his technical skill to go for this knockout. We're in the 11th round, though, and he's on his toes. He just landed a big right hook. And an uppercut. Uh-oh. He's pot-shotting away. This is when he's hot, I'm telling you.
The atmosphere looks like a real-life fight club.
Mm-hmm. It looks like an abandoned warehouse.
I just want to say, shout-out 78,000 subscribers when I woke up this morning for the channel.
Oh, really?
61 million. Yeah. You're on 78,000 now. Crossed over. 61 million views. TBV's growing. Thanks to everybody. Make sure you hit that thumbs up. Show your appreciation for the live fight chat this morning. And maybe if there's enough thumbs up, there may be another show. A little bit of Tyson Fury with Coogan Cassius on Instagram. And Eddie Hearn as well. Went back and forth. It was pretty good. So, stay tuned, maybe. I don't know what you guys got planned.
Hey, Rob, whose feed is that on? Coogan or like Tyson?
It was live. I don't know if Coogan saved it to his live feed, but you know, the Robbie Hearn, the AP's been on the case and got some screen records for you.
Awesome.
I'll let you get back to it.
This last round has been a little bit entertaining, but still a lot of another. They're gonna call that a slip.
Oh, how's it flip?
Why is Farmer leaning over like that?
He's fucking with him like, oh, you down there, dog? get up.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Oh shit, nobody's coming out to the corner. Oh no, they wiping the floor. I'm like, yo, nobody's in Farmer's corner again. Well, we got a minute and 21 left in the 11th round. They both just got a little rest here. Let's see who takes advantage. And it looks like Farmer, who jumps out there with a 4-punch combination flurry and looking elusive. Billy Dib falling in, smothering his work, and initiates another clinch. The referee again breaks it. No fucking warning. No punt deduction.
And honestly, man, it's hard to even give Billy Dib a round.
Yo, Farmer is just going for gusto. Like, the dude's got a guard up.
He got him backing up. There you go. Body shot.
That right hook, it really dropped the guard. Oh, man. More headbutting. He wants to rip that skin, bro. That's what he's doing.
This shit is fucking frustrating with fucking Farmer, bro. Like, you got him, bro.
Farmer's right there, and Billy Dib still can't hit him.
Damn, Billy Dib is fucking slipping everywhere. That fucking logos and shit.
Yeah, it's all those logos, man. They had to get some money. Oh, good 4-punch combination to the body, followed with a back left hook to the head. Dib falls in. Don't know if it's because he wanted to, because you know he's been doing that all night, or he was hurt by that last left. Oh, big right hand by fucking Farmer. Ooh. Again. He's getting real nasty now. Dib finally realized he fucked up.
Farmer got his hands down, his face out. He just fucking...
Dib looking like a strawberry right now.
He's comfortable. Let me see what Dib Corner saying. Do you want me to stop it? No fucking way. No fucking way.
Damn, they asking him, do they want him to stop it?
Yep. He said, O said, fuck that.
It don't even look that bad, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Shout to Dibs, though. He's like, nah, man, fuck all that. We got one round left. I still got a chance. And we seen what happened with Foreman's last fight, so a robbery is not out of the question.
Yeah. Definitely cannot rule out robbery. 12th and final round, ladies and gentlemen. 12:54. Foreman on his toes, trying to be elusive. Better not take this last round off.
I was just finna say that, man. You better throw some punches. Oh my God. This nigga is taunting that, bro. Hey, he taunting him, bro. Every time you fall, you fucking bending over. Like, hey, need a hand? Foreman throwing the hook.
Body shot.
Foreman's in total control right now. Billy Dill's backing up to the ropes. Oh, nice fucking straight left.
Billy Dibbs really looking busted up.
Foreman just connected with a nice straight left. Back on his toes. Back into the corner. Billy Dibbs walking forward. Billy Dibbs coming with a two shot. One grazed him. The other one missed. Now they're clinching. Back to the middle of the ring.
Ooh, Dib landed a straight right.
Yeah. Oh, Foreman with the uppercut. Oh, my God.
More clinching. Jeez Louise.
Man, Foreman got these one shots, but that are looking great. Work the jab. Got Foreman. Okay, uppercut again. They're back in the motherfucking clinch. Ref trying to break it up. Ref breaks it up.
They're doing some body shots there. Them body work with that left. He's digging.
Did he kneel?
Kneel? Are you ahead of me? I don't see nobody.
No. I seen from a knee come up.
Man, this is so ugly, bro. I could just imagine how them forearms feel going across your nose and your fucking cheekbones, bro.
Have that fucking right here.
Mama got his mouth way open. What's up? But he's still whipping these shots.
Still going to the body.
But he's man, he is right there in the wheelhouse giving Dib that success. Like, why is he not pot-shotting like he was? He needs that this last round to look more definitive. This shit just looks like a fucking wrestling match.
That's it.
Shit, trash.
I mean, Foreman has some good shots in this round, so it's not like he's just wrestling the whole round.
Oh, man, he getting ripped right now. He must be tired, bro. He landed like four left uppercuts. Dib is working. He won every second of this round.
Shit, we're coming up on 10 seconds left to go in the fight.
Yeah, it's over, man. See what happens.
Clinching. Oh. Foreman. Ooh, oh, we try to.
Oh, good shots by Foreman.
Ooh. That would be it.
Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens. Do
they embrace?
Do they rob him? Damn, all night you've been putting your head on his head. Now you're going to do it again just to talk to him. Like, damn, get your head off my head, man. Get your head off my head. Let's go out to Solomon. What's going on, brother, on Skype?
Yo, can you hear me, yeah?
Loud and clear, brother.
Hey, I'm on holiday. I'm in Greece, on a little island, Crete, yeah? But I don't even want to change the subject because that fight is a bit... Foreman's done it, innit? Foreman should take the W. It was a bit boring, though. I don't know if you see the undercards. That was dead as well.
Yeah, but... yeah, I seen Costa Zeus' son get a fake-ass win.
You see that, yeah? Hell oh, no, yeah. That was fake.
Yeah, hey, man, yeah. And then real quick, how's the weather over in Greece right now?
Yeah, how is the weather? Hey. I've never been to Greece.
Yeah, it's quite hot, man. My daughter's sleeping. She might try to wake up. But no, man, I didn't want to change the subject too much because
you know you guys like you know you're dying to change the subject. You're dying to change it.
Talking rubbish about us in the UK. Who? We got guys, man.
Who's
Cass and Scants? They're in the comments, yeah, and they're trying to talk about Wilder's going to get done. I mean, Fury's going to get done by Wilder. I can't take it, man.
You bro, you're the first caller listen, from the UK.
Yeah, it's all good, man. The fight will happen one day, man. One day.
You are the first caller from the UK that's called and like actually been happy about the fight.
Oh yeah,
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to get all like, you know what I'm saying, controversial on that, because obviously you guys are US, I'm UK. But like, yo, we've Mike, got a couple make more
sure
guys.
Make sure you hit his decision. Everybody get on their knees. Bit of did, but yeah, not got the fucking win.
Let me know what happened with that, man.
Oh man, what is Billy Dib doing on the floor like that? Like, he better not be robbing. Son, let me get back to you. You better get up, get off that floor. Did they announce it? I don't want to turn the volume on. All right. That little warehouse looking packed though. That little warehouse looking packed.
That motherfucker is jumping, bro. They got tables. They got folks standing up. It's like a fucking dinner and a fucking boxing match. Yeah, they came out with Demi Scores. I don't know what that. Oh my God.
Who was that in all white dress?
Well, I was about to ask you the same question.
Who was that? Did Tevin Farmer bring somebody with him?
Damn. She was looking good.
So, did people really cheer for Dib right there?
My vibe not on.
Oh, it looks like they cheered for him, bro.
I mean, I would expect nothing different. Man, he came to fight, and he's down in his hometown.
I mean, yeah, he did. I mean, he did come to fight. You know, he did come to fight. It was just a dirty fight. You know, it was surprising for me because I've never seen him fight in that manner.
Okay, we'll go to scores, right? That shit. Come to scores.
But look who's there, Mr. Gibson. Sean Gibson. That's Julio Cesar Chavez manager right there. And Orlando Salido manager. Jerwin Ancajas, all them dudes. This guy, look at how he looks. Nobody would never know. Ball status.
Who are you talking about? Which guy? The one in the black shirt?
Let me see when they pan to him.
That is red, man. Okay, here we go.
Damn, you still gonna cuff me behind the head? Fucking Billy Dib to say whatever he had to say again to Tevin Farmer, he gonna do the same cuffing he was doing all fight, like you know. But at least this time was like some sort of term of endearment. But doesn't fucking matter, man. He been cuffing the back of my head all night. Damn, Dib looked like he was in a fight. He's bruised up. What do we got? This better be unanimous, man. Oh, he got it. He got it. He got a smile on his face. Team happy.
Not even close, man. 118, 109, 119, 108, and 120, 107. Good cards.
I want to see if Farmer, do he get the IBO, or was Dib just fronting coming into the fight with an old IBO he had from back in the day?
I don't know. I really don't know who's the IBO champ at 130.
Yo, they raid Dib on it.
Raid Dib up. Right, that nigga.
He might put Dave on his shoulders. Is the crowd cheering? Oh, he crying now. Oh shit! I'm sorry, Dave. It's all good, baby.
Shout out to Dave, man. Hey, I don't want to see that.
Yo, listen to this. Keep us posted. I'm gonna go to some callers. Let me know what they're talking on that post fight. Who we got here? Let me see. Oh, that we already went to. Oregon, right? But he didn't want to talk. Joshua, are you there? Joshua?
Hey, man, for a rough-ass fight, Farmer ain't got a motherfucking mark on him.
Nah, he don't. He does not. So So, anything there on the post-fight? Anything good? Or are we out of here? Mitty, are you in a better location? You want to talk or are we out? Guess not. All right. Outros, please. I mean, Dib got the win. Let's see if Tank is really in charge of his career. You know, he said if Dib could get, if he said if Farmer could get the belt, he would stay at 130 and fight Farmer. Let's see if Farmer's not going to act all A-side and say, oh, I fight Tank when I say I got the belt, blah, 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 blah. Let's see if they actually get this fight done. And, yeah, I mean, it was good. It was a decent fight. There you go. No more talking. Send a contract with the money on the table. We can make it happen. Shots fired at Gervonta Davis. We want the fight. I like that he's that adamant. He still thinks he could beat him. So I want to see it. You know, ESPN, shout out to you guys. I mean, it's very early in the morning, but whatever. I'm up at this time, so I enjoyed being able to watch this fight. I'm starting to get accustomed to that, so I really can't wait for DAZN now. I don't ever want to miss a fight again. I like this. But if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, helps me and Mike around here. What you can do is go a step further, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes, let the world know how much you enjoy this podcast. And then if you want to go even further than that, you can join up to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and help support your show, help remain, keep us on the air. And remember, your patronage makes sure that we get to locations like maybe Fury Wilder, right? Joshua Wilder, one of those fights. So I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And you can catch my co-host, Mike, at?
You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Shout out to Philly. Stand up. Tevin Farmer came out there and put on the show. Didn't lose a round in my book. So, and he made it quite motherfucking simple. Floyd, send Demi a contract for Gervonta and let's get it on.
It is that simple. Let's see if it's going to be that easy to make. Arrivederci, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/theboxingvoice. Click that notification bell because we might be back on another one and you don't want to miss it.
Peace.